the misplaced mischief Seamus O'Malley, a strapping lad of 24 with eyes the blue of a Connemara sky, was never one to shirk a good old-fashioned St. Patrick's Day celebration. This year, however, the festivities took an unexpected turn. As the village pub erupted in a cacophony of fiddle music and Guinness laughter, Seamus found himself drawn outside by a flicker of emerald green at the edge of the woods. There, perched precariously on a toadstool, was a vision straight out of a bard's song. A woman, no taller than a dandelion puff, with hair like spun copper and eyes that shimmered like emeralds in the twilight. She wore a dress cobbled together from clover leaves, barely enough to cover her mischievous grin. Topo, the morning, to YA, Seamus greeted cautiously, his heart hammering a jig against his ribs. The woman, startled, almost tumbled off the toadstool. Ark, and a fine morning it would be if that blasted banshee hadn't misplaced my pot of enchantment, she declared, her voice a melody of tinkling bells. Intrigued, Seamus approached. Pot of enchantment, you say? What kind of enchantment? The kind that makes the fiddles play sweeter, the dancers lighter on their feet, she huffed, twirling a strand of fiery hair. Now the whole village will be stuck with jig feet until sunrise. Seamus's lips twitched. Sounds like a lively night to me. The leprechaun, clearly exasperated, stamped her tiny foot. Lively? It'll be pandemonium. Now, a good lad like yourself wouldn't want that, would you? Seamus couldn't help but chuckle. He'd always had a soft spot for damsels in distress, even if they were the size of a thimble. All right, he conceded. Where might this pot be? With a mischievous glint in her emerald eyes, the leprechaun, whose name he learned was Fiona, explained the banshee had a penchant for hiding things in the most unlikely places. Their search led them through fields shimmering with moonlight, past ancient standing stones whispering forgotten secrets, and finally, to the very heart of the O'Malley family graveyard. Are you daft? Seamus sputtered, his bravado momentarily shaken. Leprechauns and graveyards don't mix. Fiona scoffed. Nonsense. Banshees do, though, and they have a terrible sense of humor. Hesitantly, Seamus followed Fiona as she flitted between weathered headstones. Finally, she landed on a particularly moss-covered stone with an inscription barely legible. Aha! Here it is, she declared, tapping the inscription with a cloverleaf finger. Suddenly, the ground began to tremble. A spectral glow emanated from the stone as a wailing cry pierced the night. A towering figure, shrouded in mist and fury, materialized before them, the banshee. Fiona O'Malley, the banshee rasped, her voice like wind through skeletal trees, stealing my mischief is no laughing matter. Fiona, though diminutive, stood her ground. Mischief is my trade, banshee, she retorted. Now, if you'll excuse us, we have a village to unjig. The banshee screeched, reaching for Fiona with a skeletal hand. Seamus, without a second thought, stepped forward. Leave her alone, he roared, his voice echoing in the graveyard. The banshee turned her cold gaze on him. A mortal dares to defy me, she hissed. Seamus squared his shoulders. I may be mortal, but I know a bit about courage, just like any good Irishman. He held the banshee's gaze, not backing down. For a tense moment, silence hung heavy in the air. Then, with a cackle that sent shivers down Seamus's spine, the banshee dissolved into mist. The pot of enchantment, glowing a comforting green, materialized where she had stood. A relieved sigh escaped Fiona's lips. Well done, Seamus O'Malley. You have the heart of a true hero. Her emerald eyes sparkled with gratitude. Seamus felt a blush creep up his neck. Just doing my part, he mumbled, scratching his head. Fiona, with a mischievous wink, tapped the pot with her clover finger. The green mist swirled around them, and suddenly, the graveyard faded away. Seamus found himself back at the edge of the woods, the lively pub music echoing in his ears. Fiona, still perched on his shoulder, giggled. "Looks like the enchantment is back in its rightful place," she declared, her voice barely a whisper over the distant music. Seamus grinned, a thrill coursing through him. "So, what happens now?" Fiona's emerald eyes twinkled. "Well, Seamus O'Malley, a hero deserves a reward, wouldn't you say?" Before Seamus could respond, Fiona leaped from his shoulder and landed gracefully on a nearby clover patch. Three clovers, each shimmering with an otherworldly glow, materialized beside her. "These," she explained, holding out a clover, "are clover kisses. One taste, and you'll see the world a little bit brighter, a little bit more magical, for a sunrise and a sunset." Seamus reached out, his fingers brushing hers as he took the clover. Its touch sent a spark up his arm. He popped it into his mouth, the taste a burst of sweet, clover-scented magic. Fiona's smile widened. "Now," she said, her voice a conspiratorial whisper, "perhaps a jig wouldn't be so bad after all?" Seamus's heart pounded a happy rhythm in his chest. "Lead the way," he said, extending a hand. Fiona's laughter, like the tinkling of tiny bells, filled the air as she took his hand. Together, they walked towards the pub, a whirlwind of red hair and clover green disappearing into the vibrant St. Patrick's Day night. The story ends here, leaving the rest to your imagination. Did Seamus and Fiona share a magical dance under the moonlight? Did the clover kiss unlock a new level of connection between them? Perhaps their paths would cross again on another St. Patrick's Day, filled with a touch of magic and a shared secret adventure. Inspired by Veggie Pete O'Dunis, crafted by Gemini.